section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Sports League Podcast, Season 12, Episode number 10 and number 80 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests. We have the 2006, 2011, and the 2025 champion, Mr. Amazing, and the 2019 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn. So let's get the results of week number 9 for KSL. Aaron over Pate, Andy over Oberg, Brian over Nanigay, Paul over Doug. Sorry about that. Tybo versus Snyder, Kevin versus Hoofter. What is the game of the week, Doug?
Game of the week, pass on me on this one for right now.
Aaron, what's the game of the week?
I'm going to say Boardman and Snyder, because that game came down to the wire, and I haven't looked at the if there was stat corrections or not, but Boardman won by like 1 or 2 points. So
he won by 2.5.
Yeah, you know, it was a really close game, so I would say that is the game of the week.
All right, Doug.
You know what? I'm going to agree with that now that I'm looking at it. It is when you have a 2.5-point game and something very, very close like that, both teams respectably, you know, in playoff run. So very good game there.
I'm going to actually say the game of the week goes to me versus Oberg because I actually beat him. So the total game of the week is actually going to go to the same. Actually, no, I take that back. The total game of the week is going to go to Doug versus Palmer. So, Aaron, what do you think about that?
I agree. You know, I actually said last week that that was my toilet bowl game of the week, but that was because I thought Doug was going to blow Palmer out of the water. I didn't realize that Palmer was going to score the second least amount of points in the league that week and win.
All right, Doug. So what was the toilet bowl game of the week?
The toilet bowl game of the week is my game. I will 100% face up to that one. That's all on me. And you know what? I did call it last week. I said I was going to be most likely to be Password is Taco. I didn't expect this, though.
I actually do agree with you on that. I didn't think you'd be the upset of the week or the Password is Tacoed. But, Aaron, what is your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Palmer has a way of doing this. He did it to Joe a couple years ago when he was 0-8 and Joe was 8-0, and he beat Joe. I mean, like, he had no business beating Joe. And then this week, you know, this year's very similar circumstance.
Yeah. So let's move on to week number 9. So we have Andrew versus Aaron, Brian versus Doug, Nanigay versus Pate, Oberg over versus Hoofter, Snyder versus Palmer, and Tybo versus Kevin. What's going to be the game of the week, Aaron?
It's going to be you and me, Andy. It's the A Cup Championship. Andy, I believe I'm like 7-0 against you now, you know, so. It's a pretty big game, big game for you, that is, because you need a win. I need a win as well, and, you know, it's a
winner, you know, makes the playoffs. The loser goes home. Doug, what are your thoughts?
As much as I'd love to put into your rivalry, it is a 9-6 seed. So I'm going to go with my game of the week is my game, being me versus Brian, number 2 versus number 3.
All right, nice. So what is going to be the total game of the week then, Doug?
Toilet bowl, the game of the week is actually going to go to Joe versus Palmer.
Aaron, what are your thoughts?
I agree with that. Joe's team is not the same, and he's unfortunately been on quite a decline. He's lost 4 straight. This is where he should get a win and get back on track, but, you know, I could also see him having just one of those really crappy games again.
Yep, and I do agree. So who's most likely to get Password is Tacoed? I'm going to say actually Hoofter in this case. So what are your thoughts, Doug?
That is a very good possibility. I think Hoofter's team is a lot stronger than the 4-5 record that he is. But his matchups do not look good this week versus Oberg's team, who is not very good, but is, you know, projected to do rather high. So I will agree with you on that one.
All right, Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I actually agree. It's a, you know, agreement all around. I think that Oberg's team, I thought he was going to beat you last week, Andy. He cannot go on this big of a slide. He has lost 8 in a row, which ties the record. We currently have 3 people who have lost 8 straight in KSL history. He is now the 4th person to have done this. And I don't see him, you know, beating that record and being, you know, having second place all to himself. So I think here he gets a win on kind of one of those fluky wins. And so I think this is where he does it.
So, Aaron, who are the other 3 competitors then that have gone on a losing streak like that?
Well, Andy, I would have to pull that up. But I do know that one of them was Blake. And actually, Travis is the one that has the record, because he lost 11 straight before he finally got his win against Blake at the time. Actually, I have it up here now. So longest losing streaks, it's tied for 4th. It's Mike and myself with 7 straight. And then it's Palmer and Blake with 8. And then Travis with 11. So I apologize. Oberg would actually be the 3rd person to have 8 losses straight.
Nice. So, Aaron, what's going on with the message board for KSL?
You had to come to me. I didn't have all this stuff prepared. Come on.
Yeah.
Go on.
This is Aaron you're talking about.
Yeah, come on, dude. Yeah, so to the message board, week 9 stats. I think we have a pretty good idea of who's in the playoffs and who isn't. Obviously, Doug and Kevin at 7-2, they're in pretty much. Then we have Brian at 6-3. He's going to make the playoffs for the first time. I do want to point this out. Brian is going to make the playoffs for the last time Brian made the playoffs, George Bush was president. Just throwing that out there. So congratulations, Brian. You're going to make the playoffs.
Wait, is Brian definitely in, though?
He has 6 wins. Brian would have to lose out, and a lot of other people would have to win out. The math, I don't think, would work out correctly. So I'm going to say Brian is it. So there's those 3 there. Then we have 2 teams at 5-4. 93% of the time, they make the playoffs. I'm going to just go ahead and say that they made it. So that's 5 teams now that we said have made the playoffs. Oberg is out, so we're tossing him aside. That means we have 3 spots. We have 5 people to put in there. So, Andy, I'm going to ask you. You, Andy, Aaron, Nanagay, Hoofter, Palmer are 4-5, and then we have Pate at 3-6. Pick 3 of those teams, Andy, that are going to make the playoffs.
I'll tell you who's not. Pate and Palmer, I believe, will not make the playoffs now.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to say you, Aaron.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, because you're going to beat me this week.
I'm going to smoke you.
Okay. And Doug, I'm assuming you're probably in agreement with Pate and Palmer.
I am. Pate and Palmer, definitely. And it's really tough between, you know what? I will say the loser of you guys' match is not going to make the playoffs.
Ooh. Now, if you take a look, though, at the other 2, we have Nanagay and Hoofter. Hoofter is playing Oberg. It should be a win. But in the off chance that he loses, that leaves him down a little bit. And then who's Nanagay taking on? He's taking on Pate. So actually, let me ask you this.
Look at the rest of the schedule, too, though. For Nanagay, he's got Pate this week, Palmer next week, then Oberg, and then you, Aaron, in that last final week. That is an easy schedule.
That is, actually.
Especially week 13, yeah.
Yes. week 13. Mm-hmm.
Hoofter has Snyder, Brian, and then Palmer.
Yes.
So if he loses this week, you think that he still has a pretty easy schedule?
Hoofter or Nanagay?
Hoofter.
Well, Hoofter, if he loses this week, I mean, that's tough. And then he's got to face Brian, which I think is there's another tough one. And Joe, you never know with this team whether it pops up or not. But, he's still got Joe and Brian. That's a tough schedule to go through with your last 3 weeks.
Now, and we'll get to me in a second, but let's take a look at Andy first. So he's got his 3 remaining games are Kevin, Palmer, and then you, Doug. So Palmer is very beatable, but then he has Kevin, who he has not beat, I think, since Bush was in office. And then he's got you, obviously, have a pretty tough team. So, you know, let's just take this week out of it. Can he sustain a win? Can he make the playoffs?
I think I was working on this during my class that I took during this week. I have projected for my division, I had actually Boardman going 7-6, and I think I have Boober going 6-7. Losing that last week to me is going to kill you, Boober. So you might as well just trade me Drew Brees.
And then obviously,
I'll tell you what, if you trade me Drew Brees, I won't even play him against you.
Nah, we can't do that. Someone actually threw a game 1 year just so someone could make the playoffs, and then
I plan on still beating you. The rest of my team will be good enough, and I'm still putting in a quarterback. I'm not playing a full roster. I'm just not going to play Brees because, you know, hell, I can beat you without him.
Oh, gosh. Ooh.
Now then, obviously coming to me, you know, I have Andy this week. I have Brian next week. Then I have Kevin and then Nanagay. So I know I have a very tough schedule. I probably have the toughest schedule out of everyone else there. So I could definitely see why Andy would pick me. You know, looking at it on paper, I probably would pick me to miss the playoffs too. But we'll see. I think it's going to come down to points four, and I'll probably make it into the eighth seed.
And I'll be at the seventh seed.
That could be the case, and then I'll be playing Kevin, and I'll knock him out first round.
No, I'll be playing Kevin. You'll be playing Doug. I'll knock Kevin out, and then I'll send him a picture of my balls just to be mean.
Hey, look. He likes balls, all right?
It is official Minnesota one.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Jared Allen got me 3 fucking points opposed to the 10 points that he was projected to get.
Hey, Andy.
And Alfred Morris got me 32.9.
Andy, what is it? What did I say about projections?
I don't know what.
Projections like suck, Andy.
They do. Yahoo's projections definitely do suck.
Well, yeah, they do. Apparently, every time that I go off my projections, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go off projections this week. Mistake.
Yeah, you never go off projections with Yahoo. They suck. They suck. So, Andy, no one important was eliminated for week 9 for Survivor.
Yep, I'm new still record. In it. That's what matters. And yeah, so I'm going to continue to go through it. My lock this week, I think is Tennessee because they're playing the Jaguars.
They are.
So my strategy anymore is just, who's playing the Jags this week? I'm going to pick them. I was going to pick Minnesota, but I didn't think that they would win tonight. I thought the Skins would have won. So I was wrong.
I was going to say your other good pick would have been Miami versus Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I see. I had Miami, but it's one of those things where I was like, well, Tampa Bay could tear it up because it's not like they're going to be far from home.
Well, I just also see Miami being a little bit disarrayed just because of all the stuff that's happened this week.
And I agree with that, which actually, Doug, let me ask you. So, you played football for 4 years. Andy, I think you did for 3, right?
Yes.
So, Doug, I got to ask you. You know, a little bit of hazing going on, but it sounds like maybe it was a little bit too much. Is that safe to say?
I think it is a lot of hazing, especially him being a rookie. But some of it's a little bit over the line. I mean, especially the using the N-word and saying that he's going to kill him. I mean, I don't think anybody truly took that as an actual death threat, but anytime you kind of say that, you've obviously thought about it.
Andy?
You know, it's one of those things, like in wrestling, they have a lot of ribbing that goes on, but it's all in good fun, and they police themselves, and you know, like the ribbing happens all the time. And I think the NFL, it's just something that a lot of people put up with, and I think a lot of, I guess people of different races, they just kind of are like, we're not going to do anything, because I think that the white guys are forcing the issue, if that makes sense. And you have a lot of like Hawaiians, black people, a couple of Chinese guys. I think they're just kind of like, well, we're walking away from this. We're going to excuse ourselves from like this problem, when they should stand up as a leader on the team, say, hey, we're not going to put up with this. You can duct tape the guy to the goalpost. Hey, that's funny. Don't make him drop like $20,000 on stupid things or give him a huge bill for no reason. And that's been happening, but They've also done certain mean things. I've heard, you know, in college at least, I heard like people would pee in certain guys' lockers right after, like right before they get to the game, or at halftime, everyone would go. One guy would pee all over some guy's stuff like that. Come on, there's a time and place. It's only funny if you do it on the mouthpiece and then you tell them before they put it in their mouth. Then it's funny. But when they do it to their clothes, their clean clothes, and it's away games, that means you got to leave with pee all over yourself. Come on. But that's, you know, and I look at wrestling, and the one thing that I thought was funny is I don't remember who it was, but what's her name? Moolah put sardines down her pants. And gave, because someone said they don't want her old crotch in their face. So she thought it would be funny. So she got an intern to go find sardines, but they had to be expired. And then she put them down the front of her pants. So when she gave them the ride in the corner, they would be smelling that the entire time. And I don't remember who. I want to say it was Crash Holly, maybe. But I always thought that was funny because that was an awesome rib. But but if you complain about it, she does it. It's hilarious. But the whole thing with the NFL.
Well, and he's dead now, so that's okay.
Yeah. But the whole thing with the NFL, there's a time and place for that. Okay, you know, the first, you know, few, like I'd say training camp, you can mess with them and tease them, you know, tape them to the pole, you know, goalpost, you know, that's hilarious and stuff, or hide their clothes or put snow in their bag. I mean, to me, that would be hilarious. But then that's where it stops. When you start calling people names or calling them up early in the morning, say, I need you to go get me this. I need you, you know, have them carry your bags. That's fine. You know, I think to me, that's just a respect thing. Like, you don't carry the sophomore bags. You carry the veterans bags. If they're just the second year guy, no. The vets. You carry them because they pay their dues. But that's just my little rant on that.
Well, I agree with both of you, so I'm not going to, you know, belabor the point. But I wanted to get back to Pick'ems, though, real quick. And Doug, I want to ask you, Kevin right now is in first, and he's got a lead on Frail and Andy, 3 points, 3 games. And I got to ask you, do you think that Kevin is running away with this, or do you think that he's going to get caught up to?
I think it's very possible that he could get caught up to. I don't see him running away with it. Trying to look at the weekly performance for the last few weeks. You know, last week, or 2 weeks ago, he had a great week with 12 picks. But everything else, I mean, last week he only had 7 picks, right? And a couple other people, you know, caught up some points there. And you're right. I mean, I'll say it too. When I was in the lead in previous years, there's a lot of time I took the conservative route and took some of the favorites and just went with that. And you know, now it, you know what, it's only week 10. I'm not pushing the issue. I'm not taking a whole bunch of long shots. But, you know, last week I took Miami to win. And, you know, I was so super happy about that. But then the rest of the week just went bad for me.
Okay. And Andy, what do you think?
I think that I'm going to get all 14 games right. And Kevin's only going to get 5 right.
Well, so, you're already down 1 week or 1 game.
I mean, I'm going to go 13-1, and he's going to go 7-7. So then I will have the lead by 3 games.
Mm-hmm. I want to go on record and say this. I know Frail doesn't listen to the podcast, but he got 5 right 1 week. That was the week he forgot to pick the first half of games, so he only got to pick like 5 games. I think that Frail would be in the lead.
Had you think so?
I do.
Frail, yeah, because there were some. I mean, look at the stats that week. You had your highest 12. You had 3 people with 11, and the rest of everybody else had 10. So you can think of 5 more games that he probably would have had right.
Well, hey, I just want to let you know that we did get an email from the show from Mike Ditka, and he goes, "I like your show a lot. I like the host Andrew and his co-host Doug. They bring some good commentary to the show. Who I don't like is the panty waist know-it-all Aaron. That guy is holding the show back and could really..." What? That doesn't make sense. "That guy is holding back the show from what it really could be. Coach Ditka."
Nice.
I forgot. I got that email.
And you can't correct Coach Ditka.
No, and his email is mditka@msn.com.
Well, first of all, who uses MSN? All right.
the nice people at MSN.
Well, dude, wait a minute. So you're saying there's something the matter with Juno email?
There is, yes. Nothing says I know business like an AOL.com email address.
You know it.
What, you guys don't use AOL still?
You know.
I still get the disk all the time.
I still get the disk and load it up. The best frisbees I ever got in the mail for free.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
If we're going to continue on this kind of banter, I just want to make a shout out to the auto racing KSL auto racing league that we have. And who's winning that one, Boober?
Is that you?
It is me.
Okay, so it's you.
I won the spring session, I won the summer session, and I'm winning the playoffs. This is just complete dominance. Well, you want to know something? I know nothing about NASCAR.
Well, neither do I, but I know Dave said he was upset because he doesn't have internet now, so he can't pick his racers.
Whatever.
But I picked my racers for this week and also the following week.
Am I in that one? Oh, it looks like I am.
maybe actually put some people in so you can go from fifth to fourth.
Brian has 20 points. I have 23. Third has 1,100.
That's in the playoffs, yeah.
Aaron, just pick some people in there.
You're smoked.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. I got 72 points. Oh, my God. Wow. I don't know if I've ever done this. That's the thing. I join a lot of these and I don't do anything.
I didn't do anything. I just finally checked it every once in a while. I was like, make sure that, you know, my guys didn't run out. And then all of a sudden it's like, once I lost Jimmy Johnson for the first 10 races, it's like, oh, okay. Then I'll go to the next person on the list.
Unbelievable.
There is the strategy of how you win a auto racing fantasy league.
Nice.
Go by their list. I am a rankings auto racing whore.
Well, that's pretty much what I am too.
Then you should be doing a lot better.
Well, I'm not, unfortunately, which is the sad part. But you know what? If it wasn't for 86 Productions, we just could not have this podcast.
Andy,
available.
You already thanked them last week, remember?
And
you don't have to thank them again.
Hosted?
Andy, you don't have to thank them again. You already thanked them last week.
Well, yeah,
we did thank them last week.
But I wanted to thank them again.
No, you thanked them last week. For the week before and this week.
I don't remember that. I think
to start listening to these, Andy.
See, I should probably listen to last week's show then. I just know that my performance is always flawless, so that's why I usually don't have to re-listen to them.
That you're a little bit more chipper than you were down the last couple weeks you've been on.
I know.
Look at me. I scored the least amount of points, lost to a horrible, horrible team, and I'm still happy.
So basically, his power
ranking.
So his power ranking is for that week was 1-10, and yours was 0-11, and so I find that hilarious.
Well, what I find hilarious was I was actually talking to Hoofter right before the game, and I go, "This is what I need. I need for somebody to sack Aaron Rodgers, have him fumble the ball, and leave the game." And I got all that. Except for the fumble, and after one pass for 27 yards, that beats me. Well, I was leading the game.
Dude, I thought it would have been really funny, though, if because I can't remember who I said it to. I was like, you know, it'd be funny if Aaron Rodgers gets in, throws an interception, gets knocked down by, I said, Corey Wooten, because he's injured. He injured Brett Favre. So I figured, hey, it would be funny if he got Favre and Rodgers knocked out. But he didn't injure him. McClellan actually injured Rodgers, but it was before Aaron Rodgers got the points. It was before he got the points. Yeah. So kind of sucks, but it would have been funny, though, in all seriousness, if that's what happened.
Dude, I was waiting for Tuesday stat corrections. I was just like, come on, stat correction. Give me something. Give me an extra tackle and take one away from him and give me the comeback win. Come on. And nothing happened. So I was like, you know what? That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, it happens.
So do you guys want to talk about anything else in the league?
Yeah. So Kevin sucks. Did anybody else see that?
Ooh, I did.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is coming back. He'll be back the 15th to the 17th, if my memory serves. Yep, 15th to the 17th.
He's coming out, too, right?
He is coming out. Yes, that's the big thing. He is coming out. He's coming out with his friend of his. She's going to be with him, you know, by his side, you know, to help him out through this big step in his life.
Now, if I remember correctly, Andy, correct me if I'm wrong. He likes men, right?
You have to define that a little bit more.
Okay, I'm sorry. He romantically likes men.
It depends on the week, I guess.
Okay.
He loves the kick.
Yep, apparently
he
does.
He likes both sides of the menu type of guy.
Yes, he does. Yes, I will agree with that.
He can stick his hand in anybody's pants and be happy.
Basically, when he goes to the club, it's a 50-50 shot of who he's going home with.
Hmm.
Yep. So anyways, of course, want to thank everyone for playing the league and listening to this great podcast on Section86.com. Thanks to 86 Productions for hosting and editing it. And
dude, you've already
how many times you have to thank yourself?
And make sure you check out our Twitter account, which is Kiwani Sports, at Kiwani Sports. Aaron
is
at...
He's got to love himself. Oh, my God.
Aaron, I know, apparently so.
Aaron is at AP Hughes. Doug is... at Kiwani Bulldogs. Aaron's team is at The Amazings.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, my team is at Kiwani Bulldogs. Aaron is at...
Oh my God, will you end the show?
It's yes. Doug Hahn, Aaron, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
Oh my God, you like ran that joke into the ground worse than Kevin putting on a condom and putting his balls in there too.
Oh snap. So